Well, welcome to my daily teaching video. My name is Graham Jones. I'm a British American, an Anglo-American. We're a small demographic, but we have a cute accent. And live in New England, where I pastor, lead three churches here, travel, teach people about Jesus and the Spirit-filled life. It's great to have you here. Hey, we're on day three of my little mini series this week, where I'm talking all about finding, and more importantly, fulfilling the will of God for your life. Probably one of the most important things in our life is that we know God's will, and then we spend our life fulfilling, living in and living out the will of God for us. So really vital subject. I'm going to jump into that in just a moment. Let me say as well, I have some teaching notes on this. Here's my notes, here's a printout of them. And if you're interested in those, sign up for our email newsletter. We send those out every week via email. Also, big thanks to all of my subscribers on YouTube. We have over 1 million subscribers, which is crazy, crazy good right now. So thank you so much. Why not join and become 1,000,001? Should be a link somewhere down there. And lastly, a big thanks to all of the partners of my ministry. I have a wonderful large group now of partners who pray, who support us. Some people send us $1 a week, and we really appreciate that. Some a lot more, businesses, churches, individuals, whatever. You can come on board that without any commitment, but we'd love to have you as a partner of the ministry. Link below if you're interested in. If not, that's okay. Just support somebody in ministry. Have some skin in the game of getting the Word of God out to the world. Selah. So I want to get some really practical, pithy teaching done today about how to find and fulfill the will of God for your life. And I'd actually like to go back to the book of Romans, but probably, you know, I haven't even checked this out from memory, probably the first verse in the book of Romans. In Romans, Paul begins and he writes, Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ. It's interesting, Paul was an apostle, and we all acknowledge that, and yet Paul never called himself the Apostle Paul. I notice some people say, like, Saint Paul. Paul said every Christian is a saint. Paul was an apostle, Paul wasn't a saint, but he said Paul described himself as a bondservant of Jesus. Literally, if you were translating that from the Greek, it would be like Paul, the little love slave of Jesus. Quite literally, he's like, I'm a bondservant. I'm a servant who's chosen to be a servant, not a slave who was captured and banged over the head and dragged into servitude. I'm a chosen. There's an old song that used to say, pierce my ear, O Lord my God, take me to your throne this day. I will serve no other God, Lord. I'm here to stay. Something like that. And the point being, in the Old Testament, if a servant loved that master so much, he could choose to commit himself for life as a servant to that master. Not slavery, like in the American context, but in a biblical covenantal context. And literally, they'd sort of pierce his ear to show that he'd committed himself to serve somebody. And we pierce my ear, O Lord my God. We are the bond servants of Jesus. I want to carry on, if you will, reading. Paul says, Paul, a bond servant of Christ Jesus, called. Now, if you have a Bible with you, I would underline that word called. Called to be an apostle. And then he says, separated to the gospel of God. Excuse me. What I want to do today is just actually talk about these two simple words, and how they interact and how they relate to the will of God for our life. Paul says he was called and then separated. And you'll actually see these words again and again all the way through the New Testament, or you'll see the concepts that they represent all the way through the whole Bible. Called and separated. Do you remember in Acts 13, the Holy Spirit said, separate to me Paul and Barnabas for the work to which I have called them. We're talking about finding God's will. Called and separate. Separate to me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work to which I have called them. Many are called, few are chosen. Same word as separated. Few are separated. And I want you to see the interaction of these two things, and let me unpack them briefly for you. The calling comes from God. Now, of course, we've been called out of darkness into light. We've been called out of the world. We're not called into the church. We're called into the kingdom. So Colossians 1:13 says, so we've been called into relationship with God, called out of sin into righteousness. In a sense, we're called relationally, but there's also an individual, specific, personal calling for every one of our life. There's a ministry calling on every life. You know, some people think that ministers are only the apostles, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. Paul says in Ephesians 4:11, Jesus ascended on high and gave gifts to men. Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. And then he doesn't say they were there to do the work of the ministry. He says these callings are there to equip the body to do the work of ministry, that we'd be no longer children tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. So the goal of the fivefold ministry is to get the whole body ministering. Paul says, I was called. In another place, Paul says, I was called before the foundation of the world. I was called. God put a calling in me before I was in my mother's womb. And the calling is 100% of God. What I think we often miss here is the separating. What does that mean? Separating means the release of a man or a woman into the calling. Sometimes we might speak of ordination. You know, as a church, let's say in my church here, sometimes we will ordain somebody in the ministry. Now, there are tasks and roles that I as a pastor can choose to give somebody or choose to not somebody. I could stand up in my church on Sunday and say, hey, I'm going to put Fred, we don't have a Fred, but if we did, I could put Fred in charge of music or greeting or outreach or whatever. And that's not, I'm not saying God chose Fred. I'm actually saying Graham chose Fred. I'm the boss, you know, the buck stops here. And you know, with my team, we might have talked about Fred as a candidate for this role, and that's a human choice, a human role. But there are gifts and callings that come from heaven, which is what we're teaching about in this season, in this series. So Paul's saying, I was called, but a time came, it wasn't enough that Paul was called to be an apostle. Paul was separated, was released, was ordained into his calling. And again, it was in Acts 13, where the Holy Spirit, in a way, if I can paraphrase that, but be a Berean, check me out. The Holy Spirit was saying, Paul is called, but now is the time to release him into the calling. David was called to be king. And yet for many years, David wasn't separated unto be king, wasn't ordained king, wasn't, we might say, crowned king, wasn't released into that kingly role. It was potential. It was the future. You know, you'll see David, for instance, before Goliath, where David has a calling to be king. He's got the heart of a king, the anointing of a king, but he doesn't yet have the position. He hasn't been released into that calling. And I'll often preach on that and say, it's like David stepped into the future and, you know, he wasn't yet king, but they needed a king. And they had a king called Saul, but their king was singing the blues instead of fighting the enemy. So it's like David stepped forward in time and killed Goliath and then stepped back into being a shepherd boy. And David didn't try to get the position of king. So my point is, God will put a calling on your life. But there is a time when God, and not just God, if I could use that phrase, the brethren, I don't mean that in a weird way, but what I mean is your peers, your church, your elders, those around you will recognize that calling and release you into it. And I want to speak really quickly, won't be long, but how do we move from called to separated? I think many are called, but few are chosen. Few are separated. Why? Because it's not enough to be called. You need to grow. I think there's a bunch of things we need to do to move from call to separated. Number one, we need to put behind us childish things. Paul says, when I was a child, I thought as a child, I spoke as a child, and I had the knowledge base, the reasoning, the understanding of a child. Three completely different things. But he says, now that I've grown, I've put away, it's like literally the language of divorce, don't put away your wife. I've divorced myself from those childish things. I've come to maturity. I think if you're going to be moved from a potential calling to an actual ministry, to a separating into the calling, you need to grow up, number one. Number two, you need to develop your character. Now, God has a calling on my life. God has gifting in me, or anointing, or capacity as a mission for me to fulfill. But all of that is held by the character that I have. And so often, and we see this again and again in ministry, you'll see a really gifted man or woman, usually this happens with men, gifted man, and the gift brings them in front of people. Proverbs 13. The gift makes a way for them. The gift causes growth, finance, resource, attraction, YouTube followers, you know, whatever. The gifting builds, and then the character, they haven't got a corresponding character to hold the gifting that they have. And I tell you, a gift tells you very little about you. A handkerchief can hold the anointing. A donkey can prophesy. I'm less interested in your gifting than in your character. Character holds the gift. And if God won't release a man or a woman into a calling until they have a corresponding character that matches that. Again, I don't have the time to teach at depth at character today. I would also say this, that if we are called into something, there is a time of training. And again, Bible school, like, yeah, that can be good, reading books, things like that. I think the very best way, and the biblical way of being trained, is God will hook us up with somebody who is further than we are on the pathway. I don't know if you've ever seen a horse. I used to go to Romania a bit, about 25 years ago. And, you know, you see a lot, at the time anyway, you'd see more horses than cars in Romania, literally. And in the countryside especially. And then you'd often see like an older, mature, fully grown horse, and they would tie a young colt, a young, you know, pony or whatever, if you will, a young developing horse with the older horse as the older horse pulled the cart, pulled the, you know, load or whatever. And frankly, that younger horse wasn't adding a lot of benefit to the older horse was doing all the work, but the younger horse was learning how to obey orders, how to stop, how to continue. It was doing the thing. That's what Jesus did with the disciples. He trained them by taking them, teaching them, letting them have a go, correcting them, pulling their ears, having to go. That's how Paul trained Timothy. You know, he'd work with him and form him and eventually release him into the fullness of his calling. So I think if you're called to be a pastor, do some work, hang out with a pastor for a while, let him train and teach, and that's the way you learn. If you're called to be an evangelist, go work with an evangelist. If you're called to be, you know, operate in the prophetic, operate in the, hang out, spend time, let somebody train, teach, and mentor you. And my point, this is my very last thought on this. I actually don't think we should release ourselves into the fullness of our ministry. I don't think we should recognize ourselves. I think there's actually a time for all of us where God doesn't want people recognizing you. It's like you've got a call, and you know you've got a call, and nobody believes in you. Maybe your mom. Nobody believes in you at one level, but you don't let go of it. David was called by God. Spent actually many years as somebody called to be king and not king. And the further along David went, David got to the place in 1 Samuel 30 where God took everybody away from him. Nobody believed in his calling. Even his mother didn't believe in his calling. If you look at it, David's own brothers didn't believe in his calling. Okay? And it's like God brought David to this place where his own men wanted to stone him and kill him and walk away. And it's like the Lord saying, David, do you still believe you're called even when nobody else does? And if you will stand in that calling and not be swayed by the opinions of others, the time will come real quickly. For David, it was the very next day that he truly was released and recognized in his calling. So my point is, if you're called to be an evangelist, just win souls. Don't print business cards, win souls. Don't try to convince people you're this or you're that or you're the other. Just do what God has called you to do. If you're called to pastor people, but I don't mean take over a church. I mean love people and nurture them and, you know, care for them and encourage them and call them and do those things that a pastor does. And sooner or later, you will be recognized in that. Yeah, whatever you're called to do. If you're called to be a prophet, don't come into my church and tell me what I should do and order people around. My point is, hear from God, quite quickly, if you're hearing from God, people will know you're hearing from God, and people will want to hear from you. But somebody once said, how do you know somebody's a prophet? They'll tell you in the first 30 seconds. I don't want somebody to tell me, I want them to show me. And eventually they will be recognized in that sila. Boom, guys, a lot in that teaching today, but I'm going to be back tomorrow with some Q&A on this subject. And if you have a question, fire that along. I'd love to hear from you. Add the questions in the comments if you can. I'll do my best to answer any questions on this topic. Again, thanks for watching. Hit subscribe on YouTube. And please sign up for our email newsletter. Completely free, out about once a week. I believe that will bless you. Link below.